Peak 104.1, today's best music. I'm Robin Fox, Lauren Green in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are talking about what to look forward to in 2016, and this is different for everybody, right? This is all over the board. Someone could want to, I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to travel more, like eat, pray, love style or something. I like to keep it a little more realistic. We want things to look forward to, but they, you know, attainability is an important thing. So Lauren and I, this is the 30th year of our lives, which is a fun go around the sun.
30th anniversary.
Yes. And there are some things that come with turning 30. One, people start saying things like, you're not a spring chicken anymore. Sometimes they'll say TikTok, which is like, am I going to die soon? No. They're just talking about your biological clock, which is an even more fun conversation.
I love when people ask about my fertility.
Yes, such a good conversation. You're so fertile. I love hearing about that. We're thinking ahead to 2016. What are some things you're looking forward to?
Well, my list is pretty short.
That's okay.
I'm looking forward to the cancellation of all Kardashian-related shows.
Ooh, is that a thing that's going to happen?
No, but I hope for it every year.
Okay.
Also, I'm looking forward to the new season of The Bachelor.
Okay, well, we all have different goals, and that's actually going to happen for you. So I'm looking forward to, in February, I'm planning on surprising my grandpa in North Carolina just for a few days, just because he's so good at surprising people with stuff. I want to return the favor. I think it's going to be awesome.
Please take video.
Yes, I'm basically just going to show up on his porch, and I think I'm going to get like an empty dryer box or something and hide in it and act like FedEx dropped it off or something. Hopefully, taking a trip with him and my brother to Germany to see some family back in this fatherland. Fairly attainable, but I think the big one, this is exciting, because my grandpa always told me when I was a kid, he's like, you can date when you're 30. So I'm very excited to say, finally I can date. I think that's why everything has not worked out up until this point, because I broke the rule.
Exactly.
That's what that was.
I like where your head's at today.
See? Right? So I'm excited about that, because finally I'm not breaking every family rule. And then being 30, going into a new year, a full year of being 30, I'm hoping for no more of these from friends, because I've gotten this my entire life. You're just a baby. You're still just a baby. Everybody, all the time. I think when you hit 30, you should be cleared of that.
I don't know. I don't mind being a baby. It sets the bar low.
Yes. Set your expectations low for us, please. Also, still getting carded is kind of exciting.
That's never going to end for me. I apparently don't age. I look the same now as that I when I was 15, so.
Yeah, well, only a few things have changed for me since I've been 15. Thank goodness. Waited. 2016, I don't know. Looks pretty solid. Can't be any worse than 2015. So we've got that going for us, which is nice. What are you looking forward to in the new year? Share it here.